What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, do you remember this guy named Jamie Shoup? He's a biological male, and he made international headlines when an Oregon judge granted him a legal status as a non-binary person, legally shedding gender designations that he felt oppressed his true identity as a woman. And he became the first American granted this legal status, and he was this huge hero with the LGBTQ, LSMFT, BFD, PDQ community. Well, he's transitioned back. He says he wants to be a man, and that being transgender really didn't work out. And he said in a lot of it, he felt like he was being actually encouraged by, you know, counselors, if you will, to go that way. So basically, Shoup says that he attributes his former gender confusion to post-traumatic stress disorder and suffered a severe mental health crisis in 2013 and childhood trauma. By the way, the guy's a veteran. And he laments how out-of-control transgender activism enabled the medical community to indulge his gender fantasies amid this temporary life crisis. And he says this is a problem that is becoming more widespread. Says the best thing that could have happened would have been for someone to order intensive therapy. Instead, the doctors just kept helping me to harm myself. I think a while back we were talking about all the transgenderism in schools right now. And researchers had discovered that the more transgender activism there was on the campus, the more kids were saying, yeah, I think I'm transgender. They're being sold on this idea. They're being indoctrinated to think about it. Now, this next story, this is a little bit out there. And apparently there, a while back, was this 11-year-old drag queen who danced at a gay nightclub while adults threw dollar bills at him, 11 years old, wearing a blonde wig, high heels, a girl's crop top, and full makeup. And he was dancing to No Doubt's Just a Girl at the $3 Bill Club in Brooklyn. This happened last December. It triggered a wave of outrage when the story broke. Somebody got this 11-year-old drag queen on video, posted it on social media. And apparently more than 150 people complained with the city's administration for children's services, who basically came on down and said, nah, there's no abuse here. There's no abuse. I think there was. All righty, modern education. It's all about indoctrination. Article out of needtoknow.news about how college courses are clearly training students to become socialists, that they're not about education, they're about indoctrination for progressive ideology instead of training young adults for their future careers. And a recent poll showed that 49.6% of millennials and Generation Z would prefer to live in a socialist country, which has enormous implications for the future of our society. Progressives have a stranglehold on higher education in the U.S., and they're training future generations of leaders to think just the way they do. And the list of classes that teach socialism include great political thinkers, Machiavelli to Marx, ecofeminism, global hip-hop and social justice, racial capitalism, queering the Bible. I think we have talked about that one before, queering childhood, and more. So let's see, Harvard University, Who's a Fascist, Culture and Politics on the Radical Right, Princeton University, Marx in the 21st Century, Yale University, Progressivism, Theory and Practice, University of Alabama, Oppression and Social Justice, University of Florida, that's the one that's doing ecofeminism, University of Kentucky, Inequalities in Society, University of Missouri, Promoting Social Justice, Diversity and Inclusion, Middlebury College, Beyond Intersectionality, Developing Anti-Racist and Anti-Capitalist Feminisms, Middlebury College again, Economics of Discrimination. So they're all gung-ho. They want to live in a socialist utopia. I wonder how they're going to feel about socialism when those student loans come due. And again, how does one get a job taking courses like that? And I understand that they're taking other courses as well. But it just seems like education has been junked up, and not just at the university level. You know, we've been highly critical of Common Core all these years, and even Bill Gates admitted that it was a disaster for American education. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. As you know, Facebook and its affiliated systems, Instagram, and I think a couple of others, went down on Wednesday and triggered a lot of concern and fury and withdrawal symptoms, to be very honest. Lindsay Lohan was out there on Twitter just giving her vent and adding it with an obscenity that was written in Russian, which Lindsay can speak. A lot of people were out there saying had to be a hack, had to be the Russians, had to be Syria, had to be Venezuela. Venezuela's revenge for the hack on their power structure. Facebook, of course, is denying hackers were behind its biggest ever blackout. Facebook is saying there was a database overload that locked users out of the social network, Instagram and WhatsApp, for more than 14 hours, and some people still can't access their accounts. So, collecting too much of everybody's personal data, I guess. Just filled up all those hard drives. During the Facebook outage, Telegram apparently got 3 million signups. And the founder of the messaging service said Thursday that people flocked to Telegram during the long Facebook outage that knocked out not only its namesake, but again, WhatsApp and Instagram. And I would imagine probably other Facebook-esque social media platforms also saw some new people signing up, which they should to get away from the censorship. But a lot of people can have a bit of product inertia. Yeah, I know it's not the best product, but it's what I'm used to, and all my friends know that I'm here, and so forth and so on. But already we're starting to see the humor come on out. There's already talk about I survived the great social media outage of 2019. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a T-shirt about that. Even Denny's came on out, Denny's restaurant, came on out saying Facebook may be down, but Denny's is open 24 hours a day. So it's a bit of a black eye, but it's not Facebook's worst issue. Federal prosecutors are probing Facebook's illicit data sharing partnerships, reportedly subpoenaing data from smartphone manufacturers as the regulatory walls appear to close in on the beleaguered social media firm. Now, a New York grand jury has subpoenaed two device makers' records as part of a criminal investigation into some of the 150-plus dubiously legal data partnerships Facebook forged with technology companies and other large corporations. All right. Over at Natural News, they're issuing a call trying to find a law firm underwilling to take a billion-dollar class action lawsuit against Twitter. And Twitter basically dumped Natural News, and Natural News is deciding to fight back. And they want to make this a class action lawsuit so that everybody who's been banned by Twitter can jump on in with that. Of course, Natural News is one of thousands of users who've been silenced by Twitter without warning, without justification, and without any means of recourse. Twitter continues to silence thousands of channels based on political point of view. And in the case of natural news, silencing challenges to the vaccine orthodoxy. So they're really laying it on thick. By the time 2020 gets here, conservatives just will be invisible. All right, let's take a phone call. Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael.
Yes.
I'd like to advocate what I consider strategic voting for disenfranchised Republicans who feel disaffected by the way Donald Trump has been performing in the White House.
Yeah.
And what I urge people to do as Republicans is go down to your local election board and switch parties and jump to the Democrats for 2020. And there's a reason for this. For one, politicians, you know, if you become beholden to one party, after a time, they take you for granted and they ignore you and they treat you like crap, really. And you can see that the way blacks have been treated by the Democratic Party lately. And so it's kind of like in a love relationship. If you're willing to walk out the door, you get all the respect in the world from your girlfriend. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Showing the ability just, I've had it, I'm leaving. And then they come back to you like, please, please don't leave. And I think the same thing applies to politicians. They only respect you if you're going to leave. And I do see that often with politicians, the first act of an elected politician is to kick their core constituency right in the teeth, right? Because they know where you're going to go, right? So now, I understand that Donald Trump is better than many of the Democrats, but I think it's a smart strategy that Republicans can pick who the Democratic candidate is or affect the election of a Democratic candidate. Now, you can pick a Democratic candidate who's more like a Republican. So then when you can choose between Trump, you can choose between somebody who, if Trump does lose in the general election, then that person
Paul, I need to step in here because I've heard about what you're suggesting. And actually, there were allegations all the way back in 2016 that Democrats had switched over to the Republican Party to try and basically keep Trump away from that nomination. So I really don't feel like advocating any more election fraud or election shenanigans than we already have. And I think people need to stay in the party that most suits their political point of view, which could be Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green, necktie party, whichever one you want to go with, and vote the candidates and vote the issues. And we have too many people who vote the straight party line. But I got to tell you, at this point, it's almost moot because by the time we get to 2020, the election system is going to be so fouled up between illegal immigrants being allowed to vote, between legalized vote harvesting. It's going to be another massively stolen election. And we're already hearing about potential challengers to Trump in the Republican primaries. And I think Trump is a one-term president. The big issue is going to be, when is the shakeout of the Democrats going to begin? And is Hillary, in fact, planning on stepping back in, which would be, in my opinion, a nightmare?
Right. However, be honest, you know, you like Tulsi Gabbard, and I've heard favorable things about Andrew Yang and some of these other alternative candidates who are more dovish and go along with my non-neocon agenda. So I think it's a great thing to pressure Trump, the thought that he's going to lose his base, you see? And that's holding his feet to the fire, because Trump has basically not delivered, and I don't believe, as in former callers have said, that it's because of the Republicans of the House. I think it's because of the way Trump mismanaged these things. I mean, we haven't gotten
that or the way
that
Trump is being managed. Okay, Trump already knows he's betrayed his base. Trump already knows he's betrayed his base. He doesn't care.
Exactly. So I think I'm going to stand by my point. By the way, for me to switch parties to drive to my election board is perfectly legal. So for me to go switch to being a Democrat now within 5 months of the primary in the state of New Jersey is perfectly legal. It's perfectly fine. And so I am going to be doing that because I've basically disgusted that Trump let these neocons in the party. And the great message, if more people do it, we send a message to future candidates in the Republican Party that if you're not going to run as a nationalist and then turn out to be Mr. Neocon himself, right, then we're going to leave and shop for new candidates. And that's the way it is. Now, I'd love to see another Republican step forward to take him on. I don't see that. And I don't see any person even in the party being able to defeat Trump in a primary. So that's why I think strategically is to take my vote and shop elsewhere. And so Tulsi Gabbard, to me, looks great. She's not perfect. She's a lot of these leftist agendas. But by the way, some of these leftist agendas are things that Trump is doing anyway when he has the homosexual ambassador in Germany going around promoting tolerance of homosexuality overseas.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much straight from the left as is. You know.
Yeah, it very much is. Anyway, listen, Paul, I understand what you're saying. I cannot agree with you or encourage that. There are too many people playing too many games with the election system, and this is just more gaming. And in any event, I think the message would be lost on Donald Trump. I think it would be lost on the GOP as a whole, because we do live in an age where the elections are just so crooked. The American people as a whole are disenfranchised. And when this nation collapses and we restart it back up again, I'm hoping that somebody will pay attention to that article I have on my website on how to have honest elections, because it is workable. And along with, again, strictly enforced campaign donation limits, so the ultra-rich can't just buy the government that they want, which is what we saw Sheldon Adelson, the Koch brothers, and George Soros do. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go and switch over
to...
All right, have a good day. We're going to switch over to W in Texas. Aloha, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, I just wanted to mention you were talking about the quality of life ranking.
Yes.
And about 2 weeks ago, there was a different quality of life survey. It's from a website called Numbeo, N as in Nancy, U as in umbrella, M as in Mary, EEO.com, Numbeo.com. So Raleigh, North Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina were in the top 10 for that worldwide rankings. I just wanted to mention that. And follow-up was if possible, if you could get Jimmy Dore to interview him, because I listen to a wide range of different folks on the internet, and it's funny, even though people have different ideological and political stances, it's a lot of things that a lot of people agree on that they do not waver on, and I think it would be a really interesting conversation between you all if you could get him up on your show one day. That'd be awesome.
Well, I'll certainly approach him and see about maybe we'll trade interviews. I interview him on my show, and he interviews me on his show.
Yeah, cool. Let me add one third thing. This is it. The whole reparations thing, there's a lot of black people that are, you know, have been in the Democratic camp for a long time, including myself, but I've wavered. I moved over to the independent side of things now in the last couple of years. And this reparations issue, I'm not suggesting that you just have reparations, but what I would suggest, especially for the DNC party, is that they at least say, I support a study. That's all you have to say. If they just say they support a study, there are a lot of black people, I'm telling you, that will stay home and not vote for anybody on the DNC. So that is basically going to give Trump another 4 years if a lot of black folks stay home because of this issue. I'm not saying it's going to be the only thing, but I'm sensing that as I, you know, read a lot of websites and stuff, people are going to kind of waver on that issue. So people just say, I support a study. That's it. Just a study on the issue. That would be, I think, a way to move forward.
I think one of the Democratic contenders has already come on out pushing reparations as one of their issues for the campaign. Anyway, listen, need to let you go. Need to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Thank you. How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And it's a bad time to be at Facebook. Story out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, some of the top executives are quitting. The chief product officer and the WhatsApp CEO both quit. Facebook's stock took a real hammering today. And, yeah, I think they're on their way out. And maybe it will serve as an example on how not to abuse your customers or users. All right, we're going to take another phone call from Raleigh in Minnesota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just want to say that it's really good to be a member of What Really Happened, and I got a big story for you that, like, really got lost in the shuffle, like, with the news. The FDA last month held a committee, and they came up with a unanimous decision about this product called esketamine, which is a variant of the aesthetic ketamine, which they approved as a revolution, like, treatment for anybody that's failed on antidepressants, on two different antidepressants. And I don't know if you know anything about ketamine. This is a very dangerous thing to do. It represses higher brain activity, and it's kind of a date rape drug. It's called it's an SRI too, And they're going to get Johnson & Johnson patent it, and it's going to be like a nasal spray thing.
Okay. Not something I'm going to
take or use. Are you familiar with the Desmond is Amazing, the trans kid? He did an example of how he did ketamine, like on his YouTube channel, just a couple months ago. And like ever since he did that example of like how he does it, he's kind of had those droopy eyes. So it's like associated with like, it really disassociates the user between like morality itself. And, it's definitely dissociated like anesthetic. And, the gentleman that just called right before me promoted the idea of having Jimmy Dore on, of the Young Turks Network. And I would suggest, you know, to ask him how he feels about this revolution-like treatment as well, because they're promoting it heavily, you know, at that network right now, with this guy named Kyle Kalinske of Secular Talk, who's part of the same network. And, yeah, I really feel like this is going to be detrimental of our society because it's so tied in with the drug culture and, like, the rave culture and promiscuous sex, you know, with people that, you know, could easily be swayed to just kind of like, you know, because like one of the side effects is poor judgment, blurry vision, and really makes
okay,
you an
animal. Okay, Raleigh, we're almost out of time on this segment here. I mean, is there a point to all of this?
Yeah, the promotion of having ketamine in mainstream society, like with the talk circuit nowadays, is very disalarming to me.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we do live in a country in which pharmaceutical companies are allowed to advertise their products in all of the media and not just the independent media. And I agree that it is a problem, and they're doing it as much to control the media as much as to, you know, boost the sales. Anyway, Raleigh, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news here. We're talking about computers, and apparently Google has been forced to remove 210 apps from their Google Play Store, and apparently they totaled 150 million installs after outside researchers discovered they contained aggressive adware. And I know the advertisers are getting abusive. It's a problem that I'm dealing with here at What Really Happened all the time. But the advertisers are desperate for your attention. And the overall plan is they want to turn the internet into just another advertising platform and content delivery platform. And you just sit there and you absorb the ads. And, you know, you will go out and buy whatever. Here's a story that I think is a little shocking. It's about this Ernest Quintana, who was taken to the hospital in an ambulance, unable to breathe, had chronic lung disease, and they took him to Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in Fremont, California, and he was apparently informed that he was about to die by this robot with a television feed of the doctor who was somewhere else in the hospital. And the family is understandably upset about that. And I would be too. It almost gets back to one of the caller's comments about, is there too much automation? I'd say in this case, yes. Whatever happened to bedside manner? But apparently they've got these robots doing the rounds and the doctors just sit there with a screen and a camera talking to the patients. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to James in South Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, why do you think Trump is acting like he is? Do you think he was a plant from the start? Do you think he's compromised? I'm very disappointed.
I'm very disappointed, too. I'm having a hard time figuring out exactly what's going on. But it does seem like, he's being handled, he's being managed. He's turned out to be a very weak leader. When he came into the White House, he should have just cleaned out that staff and brought in all new people. But that he didn't. He wanted to be magnanimous in victory. That was his first mistake. And, of course, he owed his financial backers large favors, people like Sheldon Adelson, who are the ones who insisted that certain people be brought back into the White House, turning it back into neocon nirvana. And I think maybe these days it's almost like Trump has given up trying to be Trump anymore. And he's just sort of bouncing around from rally to rally and going through the motions and enjoying the fact that he is a president. But it's almost like he's starting to lose enthusiasm for the job.
Well, I find it very strange. I hear some people say he's compromised. Well, I mean, Trump is 72 years old, I think, and I don't think you would have It's my understanding he spent $100 million of his own money when he ran. That's what was said. I don't know if it's true or not, but I find it hard to believe you went through all that, and as knowledgeable as he is about a lot of things, as much as he's been around, how, I mean, I think you could compromise him by compromising his family or something, but I don't think you could.
Well, it's entirely possible. I mean, don't forget, you know, Trump is known to have visited with Jeff Epstein. And if Epstein's got a video of Trump and an underage lady, I mean, that's it. That's not only impeachment and the end of his political career. That's potential jail time. Or there could be something else. It simply could be, you know, death threats. You know, do as you're told, or we're going to make sure that you're, you know, you get killed or your family gets killed. And I notice they're starting to put political pressure on Trump's children right now.
Well, the thing about Epstein, it's my understanding that he met Epstein. He knew him slightly, but I don't know that he ever went to that place.
Well, we're going to find out, because supposedly we're coming up on the deadline where the entire case file for the Epstein case is going to be made public to explain why a guy who was a serial abuser of underage girls got off with a wrist slap. And, of course, I'm not going to be surprised if at the last minute the court changes its mind and says, oh, no, we can't let this out. It all depends on how many big names are in that file.
Well, my opinion of Trump is that he wanted to do the right thing, whether you agree with him or not, but he's not doing it.
Nope.
He's doing some things, but it's a conundrum. It's very frustrating.
It is very frustrating, and I imagine it's discouraging to the people who supported him and voted for him. He's not going to have that same base in 2020. The people who supported him and worked hard to get him into that White House back in 2016, we're not going to go through that again.
Well, if it's him and virtually any Democrat, except maybe Tulsi, then it looks like to me it's over. I don't know what the people are going to have to rise up themselves. The country is not going to be saved by the politicians. The people will have to take over some way or another.
Well, again, I'm seeing all the signs that this country is heading for a Soviet Union style collapse. And what the American people need to do is, first of all, be prepared to go through being cut off from all of those things we're being forced to be dependent on. And second, be ready to start a new country. Well, are you okay? Let me finish my thought here. I was distracted by my wife. You know, go back to the Constitution, the first 13 amendments, and just pick up from there and move forward, and put back in place all the laws we had that kept control of this country in the hands of the people. Strict campaign donation limits. Get rid of that ridiculous Citizens United decision that says corporations are people for the purpose of the First Amendment. And, you know, strict border controls. No more private central bank. That's number one on my list. So
it seems to me, though, that the powers that be have so much power that they may be able to pull some of this stuff off. I mean, like the universal income and stuff like that, which is to control people. I mean,
well, it is. They're trying
to
bring
total control.
I said, they're talking socialism, and but of course, as you know, the government in Finland just collapsed. And it was being held aloft as this ideal, you know, this proof that socialism could work, and they just collapsed over there.
Okay, Michael, I appreciate you talking to me. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Finishing up on our computer news here, apparently there is yet another WordPress flaw, and WordPress is saying that you have to update to the latest version of 5.1.1, and apparently there's a newly disclosed vulnerability to hack your website. I think the problem here is they turned it into a game, not to mention a business opportunity. Well, you're infected with malware. Here, let me sell you a piece of software. Claire and I were talking earlier today about the deterioration of email, because we use email a lot, and lately we're getting all these 550 errors, you know, command not executed. We don't even know what that stuff means. And it, just searching around the web, people are sort of vague on what's actually causing all of this. but it seems to happen only when we're using our Spectrum account. Fortunately, we have another email server. And when Claire uses that, she doesn't get these problems. But I understand that email is going through some kind of a change to try and deal with spam. But I think basically a better approach is to basically hunt down the spammers and throw them in jail. I mean, the internet is a critical part of our society, and it is under attack, not just from the spammers, but from the malware writers, the hackers, the ransomware writers. And instead of like trying to do something about that, you know, it's, hey, this is a business opportunity. We'll sell you more security on your server. We'll sell you this tool to get around the email problems. And it really, it's a mess out there. I went on out, did a web search for Spectrum email sucks, and boy, did I get a lot of hits on that. All right, so it's the time in our show for human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music here. And everybody is talking about the bomb cyclone. And for a while, it was looking like corporate media was trying to ignore the fact that snow has still been falling all over this country. But this one, they couldn't. Fox News ran a brief story about the bomb cyclone, which is over the central U.S., and it is a monster. It's hit the Midwest. It's dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of the upper Midwest. Apparently, more than 1,000 drivers are stranded in Colorado right now. And the National Guard has been called in to try and deal with some of this. So it is a mess out there. If you are in the Midwest, stay home, stay warm. Don't leave your home unless there's absolutely have to, because you got to take this one seriously. Okay, here's an interesting little story. It's being reported in Russia Today, and it says the Russian parliament has furthered a bill which seeks to legalize opium poppy growth. And the measure is meant to ensure that Russia has a steady supply of raw materials for producing painkillers to counter possible Western sanctions. Because right now, most of the opioids are going through the United States pharmaceutical corporations based on opium that is primarily right now coming from Afghanistan. So Russia's concerned that there could be sanctions and saying, we're not going to let you have any opium. So they're just going to grow their own. So there's going to be a state monopoly on growing the opium poppies, but they want their own raw materials. They don't want to be dependent on foreign imports. This is another story that shows how bad our society is in decline, and it's from onusa.org. The headline reads, "We can no longer rely on organic standard." And what they're talking about is the U.S. Department of Agriculture's organic seal. It's that little circle with a bar through the middle. It says certified organic. But the problem is there's been a lot of corporate influence on the USDA's organic program, to where more and more inorganic materials and inorganic procedures, processes, are being allowed in. And the USDA really needs to clean up their act, but consumers may want to start looking at alternatives such as the Real Organic Project, which stores like Down to Earth use that. So apparently, concentrated animal feeding operations have taken over the organic egg and dairy industry, according to organic standards, the way they were originally set up. Livestock were supposed to have access to the outdoors, fresh air, and sunlight. But the new interpretation allows these concentrated animal feeding operations to confine animals to barns, but add porches, a roof built over a concrete floor with screens as walls, and they can still label their livestock as organic. And this allows these feeding operations to continue to raise millions of chickens or livestock on the cheap in cramped, squalid conditions while charging the organic premium. And yes, you do pay more for organic. All right, back in March of 2015, Monsanto had a problem. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer announced that glyphosate, the principal ingredient in Roundup, was probably carcinogenic to humans. I think they would have said definitely, but Monsanto was exerting its political lobbying might even then. So negative results from the IARC panel, which identifies and evaluates environmental causes of cancer in humans, could mean a potential hit to the company's profitability. Roundup is a major profit generator for Monsanto, especially because it's a repeat product, and it's tied in with those GMO seeds. And farmers are now stuck with those GMO seeds because the pollen will just keep on contaminating future crops, even if you're going back to heritage seeds. So Monsanto made nearly $4.76 billion U.S. in sales and $1.9 billion in gross profits from its agricultural productivity sector, most of which is made up of Roundup sales. So a review by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Radio Canada, of internal Monsanto documents disclosed in the court case of Dwayne Johnson. This is the guy who sued Monsanto, the groundskeeper. And he had a gigantic court settlement, which the judge knocked down to $78 million. And basically, these documents show the many efforts the company took to fight the assessment that glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen. The documents also reveal communications between Monsanto and a Canadian firm hired to recruit scientists to publish studies that ultimately defended glyphosate, some of which were secretly reviewed by Monsanto prior to publication. And all those papers were also used as part of Health Canada's reapproval process of glyphosate in 2017. It's all about the politics and the money. And it's rather interesting to hear so many people in government talk about the precautionary principle, but they never apply it. Over in India, the government has decided to cut the royalties from Monsanto seeds for the third time. And these are the royalties paid by Indian seed companies to Monsanto for its GM cotton. It's being cut from 49% to 20 rupees for a packet of 450 grams. Now, this decision could prompt Monsanto and other foreign seed companies to further scale back investment in the sector. And the decision comes at a time when India's cotton output is falling and needs a breakthrough to help maintain its leading position in the global cotton market. Of course, a few years back, they had that BT cotton disaster, where the government brought in all of this GMO cotton, BT cotton, literally ordered Indian farmers to use it, and only after the plants had been planted and the cotton was growing was it discovered that the GMO version was very sensitive to environmental changes. It was far less tolerant of drought conditions than the natural variety, something that Monsanto had never tested for in the labs. Adverse growing conditions. How do adverse growing conditions affect this product? And a lot of Indian farmers lost their farms. A lot of them committed suicide. Huge numbers committed suicide. And I'm opposed to any more mucking about with the code of life. Because when you look at how sloppy corporations and governments are being with their products, it's only a matter of time before somebody makes a really, really big mistake. And we have an environmental disaster on our hands. I'm hoping they haven't already done that with the epicyte gene. That's that GMO corn, which if you eat it, it sterilizes you. So you can't have offspring. It was originally developed with a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and one wonders what they were thinking when they signed that check. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And interesting story coming out of collectiveevolution.com, in which the FDA has basically admitted that the government is recommending untested unlicensed vaccines for pregnant women. This came out of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And the FDA was basically admitted government agencies, including the CDC, are recommending vaccines for pregnant women that have neither been licensed for pregnant mothers by the FDA nor tested for safety in clinical trials. It's just push the product, make money, make money. Now, when the fetus is forming, that is a very delicate time. Anything that damages the fetus at that point, the effects will be multiplied across the entire life. Remember that whole thalidomide scandal? If you don't, look it up. Meanwhile, of course, another article, this out of Brass Check, we are seeing a massive censorship campaign ever. Google, Amazon, Facebook, and they've all lined up to block any information about the dangers of vaccinations. And it was planned out in advance and choreographed to coincide with a recent congressional hearing. Google has changed search results to downplay or make it impossible to find articles about vaccine safety. Amazon has removed books and videos from its store. Facebook has erased long-standing parents' groups, not only about the dangers of vaccines, but how to treat children who have been severely injured by them. Apparently, let's see, there was this mother who developed a protocol to treat autistic children, which has succeeded in curing, not controlling, but curing, over 500 documented cases of autism. Amazon just took her book and films and everything off with the usual vague violation of community standards. Another article that ought to keep you worried here. More doctors are now confessing to intentionally diagnosing healthy people with cancer to make money. Because chemotherapy and radiation, they're very harmful, very toxic, but boy, do they just bring the money in. The true cure rate under chemotherapy and radiation is under 5%. Now, the cancer industry likes to claim higher rates based on remaining alive for 5 years or remissions that don't last. But even after that, many don't live much longer, or if their overall health is adversely affected, deaths during chemo and radiation are attributed to the disease and never to the treatments. Although it's observed that chemo and radiation do worsen health and even kill. I went through that when my mother passed away because I could never rid myself of the idea. It was the radiation and the chemo that killed her, not the cancer. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Start exploring the new social media, the up-and-comers like Telegraph. Start developing new social media habits. Just free yourself from those blinders that have been put on you by Google, Facebook, and Twitter. All right? So please donate to RBN. Please donate to WhatReallyHappened.com. It's very tight this month. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.